Hello, this is Jack Hill doing the daily podcast for the mountain trip, Aconcagua, December the 23rd. We had thought about changing the name of the exhibition, but nobody came up with a good idea, so we're stuck with the same title. This is 1st of January, so Happy New Year to everybody. Everybody here is doing well. Everybody's fit, recovering from yesterday. As you know from the last podcast, we went up onto the mountain for the first time, took a half load up to Camp 1, and got back quite late, about 7 o'clock, pretty exhausted. We had dinner at 8, very nice, and there was champagne to celebrate the new year. This one small problem, everybody was totally knackered, so the champagne had to be put away, but it was a nice thought. January the 1st, it's a rest day. What do we do on a rest day? Well, obviously rest. What's a typical day? Well, everybody's a bit different, but I'll sort of give you my schedule, and I think most of everybody else has got a similar one. You lie in bed for as long as you can, but when your mattress is only about a centimeter thick compared to about 100 at home, you don't stay in bed for very long. So you get up, try and have a wash. Not easy where it's cold, so you tend to do top and bottoms, and the bit in between you have to do with a wet wipe as best you can. Breakfast, always very nice, and then afterwards we have to start thinking about packing for the next day, and you suddenly realize that what you pack, you have to carry yourself, and that puts a lot of pressure on what you put in your bag. And so you have some pretty stressful decisions. Are your underpants going to last you a few more days, or should you carry an extra pair? Difficult decision. I won't tell you what the answer is. But and finally, you pack. Lunch, always good. Then after that, really just siesta time. There's a really very nice lounge here with bean bags. You can just chill out, do what you want. Very hot here at the moment during the day, but as soon as the sun goes down, whoa, it gets cold. And then you chill out until dinner time. Dinner, as always, excellent. And today, well, we couldn't let the champagne go to waste, so we had champagne for starters, followed by a very nice bottle of Malbec. So life is not too tough here. Anyway, we're going to do another carry. Tomorrow we go up onto the mountain in earnest and take our second pack and sleep over at Camp 1. And I think this is where the adventure really starts. But all of us are looking healthy. Everybody's very happy. Good team. Very good guides. And I'm sure everything's going to be successful. So we'll tune in again tomorrow. Goodbye from this side.